with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi, it's Thursday. I'm so tired, Kathy.
I know, but it's your weekend. It's your Friday.
I know.
Isn't it nice? How's your week been?
It's been short because of Tisha B'Av. And it's been very, very busy and very beautiful. And I only today listened to music because I'm still traumatized by the 3 weeks and the 9 days. So I listened to a little Motown today.
Ooh, and, that's nice.
That was great, yeah.
Very nice. Do you have a favorite Motown song?
I love the Temptations. They get me every time. I don't know which. Everything I love. I love Motown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you look outside of your Jerusalem window, what are you seeing today, Andrea?
So today, Kathy, funny you would ask, I'm seeing volunteers. It dawned on me, I don't have a few minutes, and I wanted to tell you that the other day a client said to me, she's older and she's retiring soon, and she said she's amassing her list of places to volunteer at. And I realized it barely registered with me because everybody here volunteers. Everybody has a favorite charity or charities. And it suddenly dawned on me that I don't think that that's the norm other places. I mean, people do good works. But here, you're really persona non grata if you can't reel off at least a name or names of the special interests, you know, to whom you're connected. So this morning on my show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, I might add, I slipped that in.
It's all right. It's okay. We love you. We'll let you do what you want. Yeah, it's very subtle. Well done.
So what happened was I had on this guy, his name is Akiva Fuld. The name Fuld is very familiar to those
Ari's
who followed
brother.
Ari Fuld, the late Ari Fuld. But anyway, Akiva Fuld started a Facebook group. I kid you not, this is the name of the group. How can I try to help you today? That's the name of the group. I mean, it's sort of like, you know, you have a cup of coffee and you say, hey, how can I try to help you today? This group, somebody will post and say, I'm 8 months pregnant, my husband's overseas working, I just moved, I have some cartons to unpack. And like 15 people say, I'll be over in the afternoon. Somebody else says, where can I buy, hefty garbage bags? Somebody who's never put on tefillin says, can somebody come over and show me how to put on tefillin? And so I had this guy on my show because he comes up with the craziest things. And how did he come up with this idea? He told me he wanted to set up a table and chair outside of the Tachana Merkazit, the central bus station, with a big sign say, talk to me, I'm listening.
Oh, wow. His own helpline.
And his wife forbade him. She said, you know, I'll leave you. So he's...
Don't be nice to people. I forbid you.
And it depends which, in my own heart.
And it depends which Tachana Merkazit. I mean, if you're looking at the Tachana Merkazit Chadash
in
Tel Aviv, you don't want to set up a table and chair anywhere near there. If it's Jerusalem, you can hang out there the whole day.
Yeah, and women with like really bad stockings, you know, the kind like the roll down over the ankle. Bad. It's a bad look. So he started this site and it was incredible. And the man is up all the time. I actually contracted to get him on the show. I think it was like 3:40 in the morning.
Wow.
And he was just up.
That's
He's
amazing.
Obsessed. But then I realized he is really the embodiment of so much of the heartbeat of this crazy country. Everybody's volunteering. Nobody says, do you do charity? They say, what is your charity?
Incredible.
And in Israel, that's called Tuesday.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
Gosh, can't we start one in Johannesburg? Okay, I'm putting the challenge out to you that you start one in Johannesburg. Send me the details, Kathy@chaifm.com, and let's get a group like that going. Let's try and prove to the world and possibly to ourselves that we are not as complacent as we think we are.
It's exactly the point, Kathy, because it's crazy. This guy was just, he and everyone I know who volunteered, I have to get this in because, you know, we're going to get off the air and you're going to say, oh, goodbye, have good Shabbos, Andrea. And of course I will. So the one thing I wanted to tell you was I was visiting a friend one night at Shari Tzedek, and I was standing outside the wrong room for hours, like while they were cleaning. And they said, well, you can't come in. I said, no, but I've been waiting. Then I got in the room and they had moved her like hours before to a different room.
Wow.
But the point here is that up and down, down the hallway were women, women who were working in the bank during the day, women who were running houses and teaching in schools, and then they were walking in and out of the rooms of the hospital, bringing cups of tea, bringing, these women, they all were wearing the little pins and they had names, but nobody was like, had a halo over their head. They were just doing because they had to do. And I realize it is such an indigenous, it is the indigenous Israeli personality, it's the indigenous Jewish, and these women were walking around, they were richer than the people to whom they were giving. And yes, we're going to start this in Johannesburg because it's my second home, and please, by the way, I gave you my husband, he's there. My husband is in Johannesburg right now. I hope he's listening
to the show.
What?
Say hello.
Hello, hello, Ronnie. How many steaks have you eaten so far? How many cows are giving up their lives?
All right. And in the interest of saving your marriage, I think that's where we're going to leave it this week. And wish you a Shabbat Shalom. And a Shabbat Shalom to Ronnie and to your lovely family. And we'll catch up with you next week. And
hi, Kathy. Andrea, you know, Shabbat Shalom and Mivarach, everybody.
Possibly not the comment.
Volunteering going.
Andrea, just before you guys, possibly not the comment to make on Tu B'Av. Because Tu B'Av starts tonight.
That's right, it does.
I love you,
so
darling.
I love you, darling. There we go. That's what we love.
I love you, darling. Go vegan. Okay.
That's Andrea Simontov.